students, here is your guided tour of the class website that you really don't need to use because everything is available through Canvas. But I'd like you to see at least where things are. And the cool thing is, even if the class, if the college website's down, or if Canvas is down, this website is independent, so this one should not be down. So there's no excuses. You can keep working. Now, this is my homepage, wonderprofessor.com. I know it's a silly name, but you can remember it, right? Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? You can remember wonderprofessor.com. Okay, so now you will see in the upper left-hand corner that there are two quick links, and these is really all you really need to know, because I teach Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management, and Business 123, Introduction to Investments. So those are the, that's you know, if you, some of you might be in both classes. So those are the two important links. But there's plenty of other good stuff that you can play with. Here's some free software. Google Docs is very cool. Check out Rate My Professors if you'd like. And then here's my availability, right? How do you get in touch with me? These will allow you to see where the office hours are. Now, the cool thing is I have two Tuesday and Thursday night online office hours in the evening. That's for the online students. But if those times are not good for you, no problem. We'll make another time for you. Because we have this wonderful system that's very similar to Skype, although it's a lot more powerful, much more powerful than Skype. We can look at each other's computer screens. We can manipulate documents online. So it's a great teaching tool. And so contact me if you need help. That is why we are here. Now, there's plenty of other gumpy stuff down here that you can play with, resources for online students. Go through these, especially this one. What does it take to be a successful online student? Now, again, all this stuff is in Canvas. Canvas just points to other things. Here's the free software we talked about. And some people don't like my website because it's just so utilitarian, but I like it because I don't want all that fancy sliding and goofy and spinning around. So just take a look at all this. I, from time to time, just throw things up there that have really nothing to do with anything other than I'm thinking of crazy stuff that's going on. And this is, okay, keep going. Come on, sweetheart, come on. This is something I was, again, thinking of what's going on, and you can read it. It's up to you. And then there's things, some of them are probably way overdue, but this, what thoughts are going on in my head, and I put them up here. But this is cool, just for laughs. I know it sounds scary. Canadian screaming severed head. No, it's funny. It's not scary. It's not a horror flick. It's actually very cool. The Canadians have a great sense of humor. And then I always support same-sex marriage because I believe that everyone deserves the right to make the worst decision they'll ever make in their life and be miserable. But anyway, keep going. And there's that little tribute to a woman who passed away a long time ago, and we still miss her. But what's important? This is important, dear students. The class website, Business 123, Introduction to Investments for Spring 2019. And so at first you'll see some stuff that will disappear eventually. We'll get rid of this stuff. But this is showing you how to use Google Docs. There's also a video when you get to this first study guide. I'll show that to you. Actually, we'll scroll down and see it. It shows you how to use Google Docs, make a copy or download as, and then there's, again, some stuff that will disappear after a while. And then textbook information. We'll take a look at the textbook information. And then here, first exam, first exam. I'll fix that. But when's the next exam? It's always on the class website. Plus, you're going to see the announcements in a bit. Where are the announcements? Here are the announcements. Now, first we have the pre-semester announcement, but you're going to eventually see week one, week two, week three. Make sure you read the announcements, listen, watch the announcements, because that's how we keep in touch with you, and you need to know what's due, one of the exams. You got to stay on top of this. We're going to ping you. We're going to try to get you to put your personal email address in Canvas so that you not only get the stuff from Canvas to your Southwestern email, but also to your regular email, because a lot of people don't check their Southwestern email. I don't blame them, and whoever thought that up should be whacked. But anyway, finally we get to the material. Here's the material. Here's the syllabus. I know it's syllabi, but I like to say syllabus. This is, there's the online class. There's the face-to-face class. There's the online class. Listen to the audio commentary, especially the part about the textbook. And then here's me introducing myself. And then here's every chapter has a presentation that can be read with PowerPoint lists or OpenOffice or LibreOffice or Google Docs. And then here's what I was talking about, the study guide. There's a video that accompanies the study guide, which is a discussion of the chapter study guides, because every chapter has a study guide. And then how to use Google Docs. And you know, you really take a few minutes. It's not that hard. Fine. At least you'll understand how to go from Google Docs to Word. It's very, very simple. But the cool thing about Google Docs is that it works on any machine, anywhere in the world, and it's free. They give you free storage. It's very cool. And it's very easy to share stuff. So now, you'll see assignments, commentaries. Every chapter has at least one, maybe more assignments. Every chapter has a worksheet. Almost every chapter has worksheets. If there are calculations, unless it says there are no calculations on the exam, then they're going to be on the exam. So if you see calculations, books to read, future, here it is. This one is just an exercise. You don't have to do this one because this is it's not going to be on the exam. Well, you'll talk about it. You'll see it as you go along if you listen to the presentations and the like. Now, finally, here they are. Every chapter has audio presentations. These are our MP3 files. If you click on that or tap on that.
Well, good morning.
You're going to hear me, right? You can download that to your mobile device. Use it. Listen to it while you're commuting or exercising or walking the dog. And then audio-visual, the same presentation, but it's audio-visual.
Well, good morning.
You might want to use F11, function key 11, to make it really bigger. And then you can speed those up. Then it's on YouTube, and you can speed it up on YouTube. It's in iTunes. You have to search for Business 123. Search for Business 123 in iTunes if you use Apple iTunes. And then, finally, it's also in a fabulous a system called 3C Media Solutions, which gives you Americans with Disabilities Act compliant subtitles. Thank you very much, 3C Media Solutions. We are eternally grateful for their help, because this is very, you know, this is good stuff, but it's not easy to do, and they do a great job. So I know it's like a sip from the fire hose, right? There's just so much, but don't worry. You can walk through it slowly using Canvas, or just go straight to the website. It's up to you. Now, that was that's the second presentation, second module, second chapter. But here's the textbook information. You can use any edition from 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th. They're basically all the same. Please listen to the syllabus commentary. There are two copies on reserve in the library. They are all basically the same, and they're worth about, I don't know, $30, but they're going to try to charge you $300 for them. And I only do what I'm told to do, so I play by the game, but I do my best to get away from the game. And so you don't really need a textbook. But I'm not going to say that, because you need a textbook, because this is college, and we have to have a textbook. It doesn't matter how good the materials are on the website. It must be a textbook that costs $300. Anyway, so what's this? Huh? That's the back button. That takes you back to... You want to see that again? See, it's the back button that takes you back to the home page. See what you're missing by taking my class online? You could be in the face-to-face class and hearing all these really, really bad jokes, which I absolutely adore, but most people think I'm sick, and they're absolutely correct, especially my wife, who's heard them a million times. But anyway, so please familiarize yourself with the class website, remembering that you don't have to use it. You can use Canvas, because Canvas simply points you to all the materials that's on the class website. There's a story about how the class website Wonder Professor came about. It has to do with, you know, the beginnings of online instruction and how bad the systems were. The systems are a whole lot better now, especially Canvas. But still, this is the way I do it, and it seems to work, and most students have no problem with it. So please familiarize yourself. We once again want to thank you for being in our class. We are honored, privileged, and happy and proud that you are here with us. We are going to do everything we can to make this the best college class you have ever taken, and a class that's going to help you in this bizarre, absurd, scary and beautiful, joyful and sad, crazy adventure that we call life. Thank you so much for being in our class. Welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments for Spring 2019. Dear students, we are so happy and proud you are here.